This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. No question about it, Afghanistan can certainly use the billions of dollars the U.S. plans to spend on reconstruction and development projects. But there is one city in the north of Afghanistan that seems to be doing fine on its own. NPR's Jackie Northam paid a visit to Mazar-e-Sharif.
There is one sound that rises above all others in Mazar-e-Sharif. It's louder than the call to prayer five times a day from the 15th century Blue Mosque in the city center. It rises above the din of traffic that never seems to slow in this city of 1 million people. The dominant sound in Mazar-e-Sharif lately is the sound of progress. You hear it at the many construction sites around the city, at the lumber yards and the factories. Old buildings are being torn down. New apartment blocks and shopping centers are going up. By Afghan standards, Mazar-e-Sharif is a boomtown. Kasim Rahimi is the managing director of Barakat, a large Afghan construction and import-export company, which has branches in three regional countries. Rahimi says only part of all this development is being paid for by the government.
I believe the biggest part comes from the people of Mazar-e-Sharif, from the business people, from the people who are doing business here, and they are participating and they are spending their own money to build Mazar-e-Sharif.
From Rahimi's office in a new building, you can see a freshly painted traffic circle. In the center is a large modern sculpture. It's called Barakat Circle. Rahimi says it cost the company $150,000. It's one of many traffic circles in Mazar-e-Sharif that are paid for by local companies, each one seemingly better constructed or adorned than the next. There are also streets named after Afghan airlines, which have helped finance the city's development. One of the features of Mazar-e-Sharif is its smooth paved roads, unusual in Afghanistan. Large trucks coming from Central Asia constantly move through the city. Rahimi says business has picked up since Afghanistan's other transit routes have become more insecure.
Mazar-e-Sharif became a gate for the import of a variety of products, especially foodstuff and petroleum. And all these items are being imported here, Mazar-e-Sharif, and then from here it's going to be distributed among other cities, even to Kabul or Kandahar or Gardez or other places.
Mazar-e-Sharif lies on the old Silk Road. Business is part of the city's tradition. Rahimi, like many others, says effort to continue that tradition can be attributed to the provincial governor, a former commander in the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance named Ustad Atta Mohammed. Anna Larson with the Independent Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit says Atta has been instrumental in keeping Mazar-e-Sharif and the rest of the province secure.
Ustad Atta is extremely powerful. He's very influential in the area. He has a lot of support from the people of Mazar City and also outside. Anyone who is anyone is connected to Ustad Atta. And that is not a secret. That is relatively well known.
But Larson says if you don't have those connections with Atta, it's difficult to get anywhere. Many local people say Atta has a reputation as a strongman who doesn't tolerate opposition. In a recent study, Larson's organization found very few political parties emerging in the Mazar-e-Sharif region.
And also those that did exist talking very much about the limits to political freedom. So it seems that you have a sort of trade-off between the economic development on one hand and on the other hand, the political freedom that you might expect in a fledgling democracy, perhaps.
But Samet Jurizoda, who runs a small printing company, says compared to the rest of Afghanistan, that trade-off in Mazar-e-Sharif is worth it, at least for now.
My business has doubled over the last 5 years. It's good now. Anyone can do business in Mazar-e-Sharif.
A smiling Jurizoda says he plans to buy more printing presses in the next few months and expand his business. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Mazar-e-Sharif.